The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Davov. The Gemara Amud Aleph has a shayla in clarifying about shinui of different karbonos being mishana. We're learning the sugya of Shelah Lishma from one, not from one bailam to another, but from one carbon to another. So there's somewhat of a gray area between a shini bailam and a shini of the carbon when one is mishane on the carbon insofar as what that carbon should be mechaper for. So we're going to discuss in Yitz Hashem being mishane from one chatos to another. Meaning to say, Reuven, the behemoth that's in front of us, the behemoth question that was dedicated, was hukdash, for to bring a carbon chatos for Reuven, who on Wednesday at 12:30 ate chalev, and instead the carbon was brought for another aver. But the Gemara first is discussing different ideas of what does it mean that a carbon is mechapar an avera, and one gray area in that is carbon oila, because a carbon chatos we know that one does not bring a carbon chatos unless he's chayiv on an avera, and if there's no avera, it's not shayich to bring a carbon chatos. There is no carbon chatos, at least as far as the yoch is concerned, without an avera, to the point where there's a halacha of hei chatoyos shemesois. Mishnayis and Tmur Barichus, we'll learn Mr. Hashem when we're there, but it comes up a lot of times to say the Kachim. Chatos Shemesa Baleo, let's say, or Chatos Shehufrash, the carbon was lost, he brought another carbon. That animal has no identity as a carbon, because the whole carbon is not more than to be Mechaper for that Avera of Reuven. If another carbon was brought for that Avera, then this carbon is a carbon without an identity, without any role to play, without any Mitzius of being brought as a carbon. Chato shemeisa baleo also. Carbon oila shemeisa baleo. The carbon oila could be brought by the children, the yarshim, of the miskaper, of the owner of the carbon. But not a carbon chatos. That's the whole mitzvah of a carbon chatos. Carbon oila is a little bit less clear. It's for sure that a person can bring a carbon oila without any siba of needing a kapara. If a person was sure that he had never been mevatel, what's brought down is that oila is mevatel, an oila is mechaper on bitul mitzvah, say? Means say carbon oila, if you want to put it into words. The carbon chatos is on a chet, slipping carelessness, callousness in that leads a person, rachman son, to an averu, that's chayv, an averu chamur, that's chayv kar, is a person does beshoigig. There's a carelessness, a severe carelessness that brings a person, rachman son, to do an averu. A carbon oila, on the other hand, is certainly one could bring a carbon oila for Stami wants to bring a carbon oila. The idea of a carbon oila being mechapa on nasei is that a carbon oila gives a person the kishmoy kenu is for a person to rededicate himself to aliyah. So a person theoretically could be in a matziv of, let's say we would call it in today's language, we would call it to give ourselves a dose of musr, a dose of chizuk. He could give himself a dose of chizuk in the form of a carbon oila without having specifically messed up on being mevatel ani mitzaseh. But a carbon oila lemaisa, the Gemara is mavur, that a carbon oila is mechaper on naseh. One who, just to illustrate the etzem idea, the underlying theme between carbon chatos and carbon oila, Rav Sham Shimon Fol here says something very beautiful in Parshas Vayikra. He says that the reason why the dam of the carbon chatos was, dam that was bematnas arba, was put with a finger, it wasn't spritz from the kli, but it was put with a finger, matan etzma on the four corners of the mizbeach. The dam, on the other hand, of carbon oila was spritzed with a motion of the hand from the kli, shtayim shenaber, where the dam had to travel by itself. He says the pshat is because the karma chatos comes from a place of lack of dedication. It comes from carelessness. So the avoidas hadam, where the person is putting himself ki adam wa nefesh on the mizbech, it has to be with a rededication, a clarity of attention to detail. Carbon oil, on the other hand, comes from a lack of zrizus, comes from just a lackadaisical attitude and missing opportunities. So he has to rededicate himself to be energetic in his avodas Hashem. Okay, that's as an aside. Carbon oil, carbon chatos is certainly ach verak, only related to the specific avera for which it's being brought. We pointed out the dogma of chatos shemesa baleh and so on and so forth. Carbon oil is a carbon that's brought. A person can bring a carbon edel for whatever reason he wants. Lamaisa, the Gemara is mavur that oily is mechaper on ase. So the Gemara clears with that in mind as background. The Gemara wants to know, is a carbon oil? By also number Aleph, is a carbon oil? If it was hufrash on an ase, will it be mechaper also on another ase that a person was mavatl? Beno afrash or ben a carbon. He feels that he missed an opportunity for mitzvah ase on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He was mafresh a carbon. This is the way Yidden used to live in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a clue what it means that the day after, the week after a person was mevatel, we don't even know about the mitzvah saseh, that we're mevatel. The opportunities that slip through our fingers for nitzchis, for kivas Hashem. A person did navera, not even navera, he lost an opportunity, he was mevatel, mitzvah saseh, deraisa. The next day he was mafresh a carbon. A week later, on the way up to Yerushalayim, he was mevatel another mitzvah aseh. Is the carbon oilah mechaper on that aseh as well? Because he brings the carbon oilah with that in mind. Oidoma, since the hafrasha was on a carbon oilah, for that mitzvah aseh, for mitzvah aseh aleph that he was mevatel on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, so the carbon stays that way, and he still has another outstanding aseh to be mechaper for. The Gemara on the tzad that doesn't work appears at the chatos. Carbon chatos, lemaisa the Gemara says that the comparison is not accurate, and that's really the chakir of the Gemara. The Gemara says by chatos, Rachman al son of a person was over several was mavatl, not mavatl, but he was over on several loisesheish bem karis. He has to bring a carbon chatos on each one. Not only that, but if a person ate, you have mishnayis and tmura and krisos. If a person ate achilo achas, where a certain piece of meat was chelav and noiser and so on and so forth, there were several loisasin in one maisa achilo, the halach is he has to bring a carbon chatos on each one. So carbon chatos, if he has four averis, he has to bring four carbonis. Carbon oilo is for sure that if he was mafrish a carbon oilo to be mechaper on several, hundreds in fact, of mitzvahs aseh is mevatel, it's mechaper on all of them. So the question is, on the one hand, it's demi le carbon chatos because it's being brought on an averu, it's being brought le kapar, if it's brought le kapar, so if it was hufrash on a, so it was already chal in the carbon that it's being hufrash on bitl mitzvah say, hey, it can't be mechaper base. On the other hand, oil and chatos have nothing in common. Chatos, each aver is mechayev a carbon. Like we said, that's the whole identity of a carbon chatos. Carbon oil doesn't work that way. Carbon oil could stamp be brought. The Gemara doesn't point that out. But we're pointing that out. That's, again, behemshek, what we're going to discuss. What the Gemara says is that carbon oil is certainly mechaper. The identity, the relationship between the bitl mitzvah say and the carbon oil that's being brought is a lot looser. You don't need a separate carbon oil on each bitl mitzvah say. So maybe it works even to be mechaper for a bitl mitzvah say between the hafrosha and the hakrov. Bipashtus, Rashi says, what's the shal of the Gemara? The Rashi points out what we just pointed out. Since we see that you could be mechaper several averoi, several bitl mitzvah say with one carbon oil, that means that the carbon oil really is not lekapora. To quote Rashi, doiroin be'almohu. Carbon oil is a carbon that one is bringing stam as a carbon, as a hiskarvus l'Hashem. He's bringing a carbon oil or stam as a doiroin, as a matana l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Really a matana for himself. It's, the Rebbein Shem doesn't need our carbonus. The point is, it's a matana, it's an oifen of bringing the giver closer to realizing what he's in this world for, which is Avodas Hashem. So it's a doiroin ba'alma. So the relationship between the kapara and between the carbon is some type of relationship, but it's not in the carbon itself. When a person is mafresh a carbon oilo for being mechaper on a certain mitzvah, say that does not become the identity of the carbon. That is only, the carbon is a carbon, it's a derin ba'alma. He's mechaper when he has in mind that it should be mechaper on that mitzvah, say. The shayla l'choira of the Gemara is a shayla as to the nature of how much is carbon oilo be'etzem a mechaper on bitl mitzvah say, and how much is that just an inyan, but that's not existentially what a carbon oil is. What a carbon oil really is b'mahus, its identity is that of a derin ba'alma, not of a mechaper. The kapar is an inyan ba'alma, but that's not the oil itself. That would seem to be the shayla of the Gemara, how much to understand the role of the kapara. How much does kapara play a role in defining the identity of a carbon oil b'chlal, and specifically this carbon oil on that bitl mitzaseh for which it was hufrash. That's the shayla of the Gemara. The problem is that Tosfos says something very puzzling. Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Oy Dilma wonders about the Gemara shayla, says the Gemara shayla could be nifshat, could be solved from someplace else. There's another halacha which is called Seirei Regolim. The karbonis there described in Parshas Pinchas, where every karbon, where every yom tov had its karbon musafim, most dramatically the karbonis of Sukkot, where the amount of karbonis that are brought, the amount of oilis that are brought from Purim are 70, connected to Shiv Mumus Oilam, and then in Shmini Atzeres only one is brought, Suda Achas, Suda Ketana, it's connected to Klal Yisrael. In any case, every single day, there was a Seirim, the carbon of that shayach to chatos, in that sense, is Seirim. Seirim were brought as specifically as a carbon chatos. The Gemara in the beginning of Shavuos, the whole first parak of Shavuos is full of the sugis of the Seirei Regolim that were brought on Tumas Migdosh Vikadosho. That's brought on the Avera laxity in a state of complete tahira of the Karbonis of the Beis HaMikdash, laxity in those areas would niskaper in this area regolem. It's a whole discussion for itself. Bez Hashem, we said some shurim there in the beginning of Masech HaShavuos. In any case, Tosfos brings this inyan of Seirei Regolim. And what happens if there was a slip-up, there was a lack of Tahara B'Mikdash, the Seirei Regolim were hufrash. Let's say the Karbonos of Pesach, they were mafresh the Seirei specifically on Yud Nisan. Let's say they were mavakir 4 days till the Karbon Musaf is brought. Lamaisa in those 4 days between Yud Nisan, between Yud Dalet, between Tezvov, between the beginning of the Yom Tov of Pesach, there was a Avera of Tumas Vingdash Kadoshov. Is it mechaper or not? Clear in the Gemara that it is mechaper. Tosfos says, why don't we bring a raya from there? And Tosfos discusses whether there is a raya, whether there's no raya from there. Now let's take a step back and examine that. If the nature of our Gemara is that the Gemara wants to know what exactly is an oilo, we know an oilo is mechaper. On the other hand, an oilo doesn't seem to have to be existentially mechaper. An oilo is a dayan ba'alma. The question is, how loose is that definition, and how defined is that when a carbon oilo is brought for kapara, that is what it is. It's a carbon lechaper. If the question in our sugya is as to the nature of a carbon oilo, you can't be poshut that shayla from a Seirei Regolim, which is a carbon chatos. True, it's a carbon chatos which is not brought on a specific aver. It has to be brought in the general sense of Seirei Regolim are brought for Yom Tiv, they're brought for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov. They're not brought when there's an aver, the yochid that was over the aver brings that carbon. True, but you certainly can't be poshut what the nature of a carbon oil is from bringing a carbon katas, albeit a different type of katas than a regular katas. It's still not a carbon oil. So that tells us, l'choira, that the nature of the shayla of the Gemara is something deeper than specifically carbon oil. The shayla of the Gemara is how to define a relationship between the avera, sheboi, that's that for that the carbon is being brought, the avera sheolav ha-carbon mechaper, with the carbon itself. How much does the nature of the carbon itself get taken over by the aveira that's bala chaper olov? Now, carbon chatos obviously can't be used as an example because carbon chatos has to be hufresh for that carbon, it has to be brought for that carbon. So something about Seirei Regolim and carbon oilo and their relationship with aveiras for which they're being brought, there's something in common between those two carbonas. What's that? Tzad hashova shebeneim. We'll add another point. Rashi and Divrei HaMaskil achatos. When the Gemara is clearing, the subject of the Gemara is to compare oilo to chatos or not, like we said, Rashi says it's not the emel chatos because by chatos, the chatos only helps on the avera for which one has a yediyah. That means when a person was rachman son over an avera chilul shabbos, achilas chelav, whatever it is, when he knows about the avera, la'acha shenoydaloi sho'ovar, he could be mafresh, and then the carbon becomes a carbon chatos and not avera. Let's say he was mafresh a carbon chatos with the thought that maybe he was over an avera without actually knowing, or if Yitaka doesn't know and he has a tzad that he was over that avera, he's mafresh a carbon chatos and not avera, and then he finds out it was confirmed that he was over the avera. The hafrosha is not a good hafrosha. The carbon is not a good carbon. The carbon has to, the hafrosha has to come from a place of yediyah. We learned that out of a pasuk. Those are sugyas in Shavuos, like we said, and Maseches Horis. We have some of it over here. But the question is why Rashi uses that to illustrate the difference between carbon chatos and carbon oilo. L'chor, that din is a din that a person has to be a yodea vishov when he's bringing the carbon. For example, we have the same din. Let's say you have somebody who's a mumer. You have a mumer. He's mechal Shabbos b'shat nefesh. He's thrown off the yoke of chilul Shabbos. The halacha is that he can't bring a carbon because the idea of a carbon is that when he finds out he did that very oy, he has charata, he does tshuva, and with that he's mafish a carbon. The mumer is planning to be mechal next Shabbos. So there's no shov, there's no yediyah with there's no shov with the yediyah. So over there also, it's a din in the yediyah and the bringing of the carbon. The carbon is not a good carbon. So the din of yediyah before hafrosha has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about, whether it has to be specifically a carbon on that averu, or another averu could be niskaper if the averu was found out before when you bring the carbon. What does Rashi illustrate by bringing out that halacha? This needs a hesper. So, the definition of what we're trying to get at is this. There are certain kaporos, which that is the nature of the carbon itself. A chatos, the nature of the whole din of shalei lishma that we're learning is that there's no reality of a carbon chatos outside of the chatos that's on that avera. There's no such thing as a karma chatas being brought in general. Karma chatas means there's a specific cause and effect, and the whole essence of the carbon is not more than creating a ritzui, a kapara, for that chet. Lamashal. Carbon chelev, a chatas chelev, and a chatas dam, are two different karbonis that if Chaim brings this raya, that the Rambam says that if somebody was mafresh a carbon for an aver that he did of eating chelev, and then Lamaisi, he was mechashev to that the carbon should be a carbon chatos of the avera of eating dam. Shalodishma, it's a different carbon. The nature of the carbon, of the specific carbon, is not more than the sum total of the avera, which created the imperative to bring that carbon. Carbon oilo, there's a musig of carbon oilo outside of a specific cause and effect of the reason why this Yankel, this barrel, this Reuven, this Shimon, is bringing the carbon. Carbon oil, there's a carbon in the tank called carbon oil. And it could be brought for any number of reasons. It was brought by Klal Yisrael, Yom Tovim, and it could be brought by Yechidim, it could be brought with a Siba, without a Siba. There happens to be also the fact that when a person brings a carbon oil, that's Meratz on him. Is that inherently the nature of the carbon? No. So Mimela, and by the way, let's take a broader look. The Shaloi Lishma of Chatos, it could very well be that the Gedur Gzeres HaKosov, the reason why by Chatos there is no din that the carbon Chatos is kosher ve'ene oil l'dei choyva, but the carbon is possible, of course the Gzeres HaKosov. But it could be that what the Torah is telling us with the Gzeres HaKosov is that a Chatos has no nature, has no reality outside of being Mechaper. If it's not Mechaper, it's not a carbon. A carbon oilah, if it's brought, let's say it wasn't Yotzi de Chivasoi, because it was, the Ovid would thought about a carbon shlomim, but it's still a carbon oil. By its nature, it's still a carbon oil. So the same is true that by an oil, even though an oil is mechaper, that's not inherent in the carbon, that's the one who's bringing the carbon, the halacha is that the carbon is meratza for him. So Memela, we can understand that if he was mafish the carbon for a specific thing, so it's not so much the nature of the carbon that it can't be mechaper for him. The kapora of the oilah is in the nature of the one who's bringing the carbon oil. And since Lamaisa, he was over another aver, and he's mechaven to be mechaper for the other aver, it's mechaper. Carbon chatos, the carbon is not more than the effect, which is created by the need for kapara. So Mela, if that's what the carbon is, bringing it for a different aveira, for a different kapara, is not that carbon. Happens to be, we'll add as an aside, Reb Chaim points out, that's mavur in the Rambam, that if he separated a carbon for achil of one chelev, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then chalila he ate chelev again on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that the carbon, if it's brought, it should be hufrash for a specific avera, but if it's brought if it was Hufrash for the one, for the Achilles Chelev of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Lamaisa, the Ovid was Mechashev on that the carbon should be for the Chelev that was eaten Rosh Chodesh in Iyar, he's Yoitza. Because over there, the nature of the carbon is not a different carbon. Again, if the owner was different, if there's a Shini Bailam, of course, Mechapa for him, Mechapa on him. There's no way to slice that. It's a different carbon, when it's a different miskaper, the same way if it's a different avera, a chatos chelev and a chatos dam is a different carbon. But a chatos of two chalovim is the same carbon, just lechatchila, it should be whole fresh. Similar to what we're saying in Eilo. So that's really the nature of the Shal de Gemara. Memela, what Rashi means to shtel tzu by carbon chatos, legabi the afrosha, is that the nature of a carbon chatos is such that the tshuva of the one who's bringing the carbon is part and parcel of the carbon itself. If there's no kapara, because a person can't have a kapara until he knows about the aver and his shov, he does tshuva. There's no kapara. Without that person achieving kapara, there's no reality of a carbon. The carbon is parcel if it's brought by somebody, if it was hufrash before you did. That means that the whole nature of the shame of the carbon is totally in the state of kapara being achieved. If that's true, so what's shaykh to talk about the another aveira that was done after the afrosh? It's two different kabbonis. It's two different aveiras and it's two different kabbonis. That's what Rashi meant to shtel tzu. The Sirei Regolim also, by its nature, it's a korban, like we said, of a yomtiv. It happens to be the Torah says that it benefits Klal Yisrael that's mechaper on that aveira. And by the way, that aveira is not an aveira of yechidim. That's an aveira in the Klal Yisrael reign. Tumas Migdav Shekadoshov is not the specific chet of any kohen who was lax in Tumah V'Tahara. If he found out that he was lax, then he has to bring a korban like a Yisrael who went into the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tameh. Tumah then, on the general level of Ritzu of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael achieves a state of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, and that depends on being scrupulous in the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, on the general level of where Klal Yisrael is, there's a Ritzu of Tumah V'Tahara. On the inyonim of Tumah V'Tahara in Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov. But does that mean on the individual level that it's mechaper, that the korban by its nature is a mechaper? No. So that's the Tzushtal de Gemara. Another place where this theme plays itself out, where a korban could be a mechaper, but not because the korban by its nature is a mechaper, but just the one who's bringing the korban has a kapara, is in the din that's discussed by us in the sugis of a yoyrish being a korban. Person dies. He had left over a korban, and the korban wasn't brought. So it could be brought by Yerushim. What state of kapara does that achieve? The person who needed a kapara is not here anymore. So as far as the one who's bringing a korban, we understand that the korban by its nature is still considered the korban of the mess. Bring a partial example. The Gemara by us learns out that if a korban toida, which a person went through a life-threatening experience, he brings a korban toida. So there's two parts of the korban toida. There's the behemoth that's brought, and there's the lachamim, the korban mincha that's brought with it, the loaves of different types of bread that were brought with it, and they're both parts of the same korban. The halacha is, we learn out exes a kosuv, that if somebody left over a korban toida, he died. The korban toida is brought by his yorshim without the lechem. What's the pshat? The way it sounds like from the Rishonim is that the Gedah Advarim is like this. The korban by its nature, since it was hufrash, as an expression of toida for Reuven's life-threatening experience, so the korban by its nature is a korban of Reuven. The fact that Shimon, his son, is bringing the korban doesn't take away from its existential nature. It's brought as a korban for, it's Reuven's korban. Reuven's korban is brought by Shimon, let's say it that way. The din of the lechem is not a din that's inherent in the nature of the kedusha of the animal. The halacha is that when Reuven's bringing a korban, Reuven brings lechem. Over here, it's not Reuven bringing the korban. It's Shimon. Shimon is bringing Reuven's korban. A little bit of a complex definition, but it's important legabi bailus of a korban, and it's important legabi the din of Yerushim. Yitzhashem, we're going to pick up this theme in the next shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.